At age 15, she left school at her father's request and returned home. There, she continued her spiritual exercises of prayer, daily mass, visits to the Blessed Sacrament, rosary, and meditation. She'd even awakened during the night to spend a few moments in prayers. At this time, she began to feel the presence of her guardian angel in her life. When she began to tell people about these visions, these ecstasies that she was having, people truly felt that she was a little strange. You know, when my daughter Laura and I were going through St. Gemma's girlhood home, we were led around by a Señor Laído, and Señor Laído said, heaven forbid, even the priests of her time thought that she was crazy. Imagine what you would say if a 15, 16, 17-year-old girl came up and told you she talked daily to Jesus. She would lapse into trances, into ecstasy, speaking to Jesus and her guardian angel. She was visited by her angel who told her, if Jesus afflicts you corporally, he always does so in order to purify you more and more. Be good.
Got mixed up with these people, 'cause these guys did things that weren't right.